Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And the word of the Lord says in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Hooks. And it says in Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. I am so glad that you are here joining me, worshiping him with me on this evening, preparing for the week ahead, as well as getting ready to lay down in the presence of the Lord in peaceful rest and sleep. I am so glad that you've joined me to worship him and join me to meditate on his word on this Sunday evening. Each week, as you know, we engage the Holy Spirit in prayer and intercession, worship and meditation. Meditation, I mean, on his holy scriptures, not just on any old thing. We want to open up the Bible, get your favorite passage of scripture or the word of God that was ministered in worship service on this afternoon or this morning, whenever you went this evening, or maybe just something on last week that you heard that's still in your spirit. And just take this opportunity to meditate on it. Let the word of God be manna from on high, manna from heaven for your soul, your spirit, your inner man. And so we just want to provide that time on this evening. So get your Bibles, get your sermon notes, get whatever you need. And as you get that, we're going to have a word of prayer. Blessed God, our Father, we thank you for the ability, for the power, for the favor and the grace to be here this hour. Thank you, O Lord God, for your covering, for your protection, and for your peace. I speak a word of blessing over every ear and every heart that is attentive to what is taking place in the spirit realm and in the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would stir up the spiritual intercessors, O God, those that are praying, that are on the wall at this prayer watch, Lord God, globally in the name of Jesus. Those, O Heavenly Father, that are engaging in the heavenlies, Lord God, and engaging in warfare in the spiritual realm, O God, I bless you that they will be strengthened, O God, that they will be victorious, and God, they will show up as more than conquerors. I praise your Heavenly Father for the people of God, oh God, and I pray, Lord God, peace, tranquility, strength, and joy, oh God. I speak into the lives of those that are going through suffering, mourning, enduring, oh Heavenly Father. I praise you, oh God, that there is a greater glory for them, oh God, that this is just a light affliction, and I speak it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those that are sick. God, may they be healed, oh God. I praise you for it. I bless you in advance. I thank you, oh Lord God, that they shall rise again, that they shall be well, and they shall know it was because of you. May the blood of Christ prevail in each and every one of our lives, and I will give you glory, we will give you honor, and we will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So saints and friends, grab your Bible, grab your word. We're going to start off in some time of meditation. If you're ready, join me in Jesus' name. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing."
So I woke up on
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him, that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, just wanna thank him for saving me. Oh.
goodness, for your mercy, for your loving kindness. For this and more, God, you deserve my praise. You deserve my worship. God, I bless you. I thank you. And I love you. I honor you on this evening. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all again for joining me. The hour has been spent, and I believe it has been well spent. Amen. And I have just been in this worship vein. And I'm going to tell you all where this came from. I was writing something earlier this week, and in the midst of writing, I got inspired to turn to the fourth chapter of Revelation, verses 9, 10, and 11, and just kind of got caught up on those verses. And then tonight, just kind of going back to them in preparation for this worship experience, I got caught up in chapter five of Revelation, verses 11, 12, 13, and 14, and just was stirred up and pulled into the direction of worship. And I just want to remind everybody, those passages of scripture speak in the present tense. They don't speak in the past tense, and they don't speak in the future tense. They speak in the present tense. It says that when those beasts give glory and honor, and the four and twenty elders fall before the Lord, before his throne, they are speaking in the present tense. And I just want you all to understand, it may not be too much going on in heaven that we know about and that the Bible reveals, but the Bible is clear that in heaven going on right now is some worship. And I just want to encourage you that when you don't feel like doing anything else but find yourself worshiping him, you have joined into the social order of heaven. If there's anything else that is in order, it is worship. And at any time and every time, it is a good time to worship. And I just pray that you enjoyed yourself on this evening as I enjoyed myself, just declaring how much I love him and blessing him for who he is. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. He is worthy of strength. He is worthy of our praise, and he is truly worthy of our worship. So God bless you. I pray your strength, and I ask that you continue to pray for me and pray for us out here in Seattle, in the Pacific Northwest, and pray for the Laborers for Christ Ministries as a whole, all of the Apostolic Network. And we hope to see you in November at the retreat in Chicago, and hope to see you in glory as well. So with that, I'm going to leave you. I bless God for you. I love you, and I pray your strength in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week, same time, same vein, worshiping, meditating, studying, talking about his word, and uplifting his name even while I edify and the Holy Spirit edifies his people, his sons, his daughters, the sheep of his pasture. He loves you. I love you. Amen. Amen. And I thank you for joining me. Hope to hear from you. See you next time. Hear from you next time. And worship the Lord together next time. He reigns. The Lord reigns.
building, sing it, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.